It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's meet three sisters trying to stay together amid the turmoil of Egypt. They're living in a country where anti-government violence last weekend left dozens dead. This adds to the hundreds killed since the military ousted President Mohamed Morsi in July. Egypt is more polarized than at any time in recent memory, and so are the family members who spoke with NPR's Leila Fadel.
Negwa, Dina, and May are sisters. All three are married, all three have children, all three had always been close. Until now. Egypt's political crisis is changing those relationships. Negwa and May sympathize with the Muslim Brotherhood. Dina, on the other hand, supports the military, arguing that the generals are just trying to keep extremists at bay. First, we meet Negwa at her home in eastern Cairo. She usually wears a face covering favored by ultra-conservative Muslims, but today she's inside, among women, so she's dressed in a t-shirt and jeans. Negwa is a devout Muslim, and although she didn't support ousted President Mohamed Morsi, she says she feels pain over what's happened in her country. An elected Islamist president forced from power with the backing of much of the population. And she worries that she'll get caught up in the wave of popular anger towards the Islamists. Hundreds of people are being arrested, often just on suspicion of links to the Brotherhood. People look at me and think extremist, Negwa says, with a wry laugh. When Hosni Mubarak's secular autocratic regime was toppled in 2011, Negwa felt safe enough to wear a face veil. Her job at a partially state-owned company never allowed it before. But after the uprising, she felt the space for freedom of religious expression was opening up. Now she's afraid again. There are rumors at the office that the company directors are now labeling each employee in one of three categories: extremist, moderate, or non-religious. Based on her attire, Negwa is sure she's been classified as an extremist. She tries not to walk alone anymore, worried that her face covering or niqab may invite reprisals. She says when she hears people in the street condemning Islamists, she walks the other way. Negwa's sister, Dina, supports the military and loathes the Muslim Brotherhood. But the third sister, May, is a fierce supporter of the Islamists, who joined street protests against the military after the overthrow of Morsi. We've become a divided family, says Negwa. May refused to speak to us for personal reasons. But we caught up with Dina here in Beni Suef, a city on the Nile south of Cairo. She is also a devout Muslim. She wears a flowing abaya and a scarf over her hair, but she doesn't cover her face. Dina's husband was a member of parliament during the Mubarak era, and her brothers-in-law are police officers. Her sisters say that explains her opposition to the Muslim Brotherhood. But Dina insists she has her own take on the Islamists. They were seeking total control of the state, she says, and they were responsible for the wave of violence that followed the military takeover. When her children come home from school, Dina coaxes her 5-year-old son to sing a pro-military song that he's memorized. I believe in the army, says Dina. Yes, some people were arrested unfairly, but the army is fighting terrorism. Then she talks about her sisters. She and Negwa have tried to avoid fights, but between Dina and May, there is no common ground. Their last conversation ended in tears. Dina says May curses anyone who backs the military. She says Dina is supporting people who could have murdered her and her husband simply because they participated in protests against the generals. That accusation, says Dina, is what made her cry. That's why we don't talk about politics anymore, to save our relationship as sisters. Leila Fadel, NPR News.